Hello, and welcome to When They Popped. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Mary.
Okay, Mary, we've been home now for almost a week, and my voice and my body is still recovering, but my heart may never. The post-BSB concert depression is so real, and I can't stop watching all my videos. How are you holding up?
You know what I was thinking, Kelsey? I feel like that's why we started this podcast, because we went to DNA and we kept texting about it and we didn't get over it. And then it was just why don't we start a podcast where we can talk about it? Because we were just talking about it back and forth with each other and we couldn't get over it. Am I wrong?
No, we still haven't gotten over it.
But here we are over a year later, just restarting that cycle. But I am good. I've been really busy, as you know. I just moved. I'm going back to Mexico. So I've been distracted. But I have a feeling once things slow down, I'm going to be in this kind of BSB funk. Because the further I get away from this trip, the more I miss it and I appreciate it. And I just have to admit, I literally haven't even listened to the new Taylor album because I cannot stop listening to Backstreet Boys. And I don't know when I'll be able to. But yes, as a result of this madness, this episode will be a little more unedited than usual. So we're throwing back to Cancun vibes and posting live immediately. So I hope we're not too weird. Thank you for tolerating us.
We felt like we just needed to do one more recap that wasn't us just rambling at 2 a.m. from our hotel room, because we've been so overwhelmed by all of the support that we've gotten on our content. We have literally 1,000 new followers and so many new listeners, and we've just been so touched by all of the DMs that we've been getting from you all. I mean, so many people have just rocked our world with the kind messages that you guys have sent us, and just thank you so much. So we wanted to do a formal, now that we've had some distance, some time, look where we are and what we've been through together, to reflect on our experience and discuss what will happen if they do this again.
Wink, wink.
So let's go back to the beach. I want to do a rose and thorn. So Mary, what was the rose, the peak of the trip for you?
Is it really lame if I say the concerts?
No, because, that's why we're there.
Well, right. That's so obvious, right? But just for me, the goal of the trip wasn't a selfie. I had zero expectations to win surf and sand with Nick.
Surf and turf. We kept calling it surf and turf.
Guac and shots with Howie. My expectations were zero. What I was there for was the music. And I had been punching myself literally for not going to DNA again. And this opportunity was just this was it for me. And they did not let us down. The vocals were so good. That show is so good. I mean, then we got the 30 for 30 on top of it. Musically, this weekend exceeded all expectations for me.
I agree. And just from an energy standpoint, seeing that show again, it felt so fresh and new, even though we've all seen it multiple times.
It never gets old for me. I know it's controversial, but I could go to that show every day.
I love it. I'm right there with you.
I could.
For me, I have two roses. Other than the concert, obviously, I have to say the dance class. I know that you had to drag me to this, Mary, and I'm so grateful that you did, because the vibes were just so high. Everyone in that ballroom was just dancing around. We got a chance to just be silly, and it felt like being in a basement at a sleepover when you're watching a music video over and over trying to learn the dance moves. And as a plus, now I can whip out larger than life choreo at the club, which I absolutely will.
Okay, so I need to know, Kelsey, what was the hesitation? Were you scared that I actually was going to know it better than you? Were you just tired? What was the hesitation with this?
I just had really low expectations for it. It didn't just sound appealing to me, but Everyone in the room was so excited to be there. For some reason, I was envisioning a small room with mirrors on one side and a ballet bar. I don't know. But I love that there were no mirrors in this ballroom. Nobody could see what they looked like. And we were just booty bumping and having a great time.
That was literally so much fun. And we just were not nervous, and we didn't care that we looked so ridiculous. And we made some new listeners and friends in there who saw our Instagram and were like, we saw you guys like booty popping and thought you were crushing it, in which we definitely were not, but we appreciated the vibes. There's no booty popping in Larger Than Life, if you didn't know. So we were just kind of freestyling.
Improvising. Putting our own spin on it.
Yes. So what's your second one?
So my second one was Tributo Backstreet Boys. I know we already talked about them. They were the tribute Backstreet Boys band that played at the welcome party on the very first night on Thursday night to welcome everyone at the white party. Again, I think it ended up being such a high point for me because I had no expectations and they just totally blew it out of the water. I also love that night because we were just dancing in the back, screaming. It was just the most fun that I've like had since my bachelorette party. Everyone was just in such a good mood. We were all just so happy to be there. And with all of the excitement and anticipation for the days to come, it was just like the most exciting, like, oh my God, we have the whole weekend ahead of us and it's already so fun. Like, how could it even get better? Like, that's what it felt like to me. It was just so fun.
I was expecting them to sound like C-minus version of the Backstreet Boys, like decent, but not great. And I had no expectations for them to look like them or to like mirror their mannerisms and choreo. This puts any impersonator or tribute that I've ever seen before to shame. I completely agree. A total unexpected rose from this trip.
Okay, now what was the thorn, the low light, if you had to pick one? Because I think we both agree that this experience was amazing and yes, we want to do it again if given the opportunity. So yeah, if you had to pick one low light, what would it be?
So my highlight is also a low light. I just haven't really been able to get over the fumble of 30 for 30. Like as Eminem says, you only get one shot, one opportunity to hear some of these Backstreet Boys songs ever in this lifetime. And we repeated, I think, 17 DNA songs in that opportunity. Yes, I think that was the number we came to.
Like 17 or 18. Who knows? Women like, in STEM.
Over half, maybe. Like, I don't know. I'm just very curious how they will structure and conceptualize this if they do it annually or again, even, you know, I would love if on their side they limited the options. So, like, if they do two shows and they do a DNA version, they don't include many of those songs on the list that we picked from. Maybe some people don't get it. Like maybe the instructions weren't clear. I just would love if it was like a deep cut concert, you know, like we got DNA greatest hits and then we got like deep cuts only. And the list was only deep cuts, like non-singles. That's a lot of work on their side, but I would just love if they could give us another bite at the apple for some of these songs that never were singles, never made the set list, or, you know, maybe were performed before we were like born or something, you know.
Give me a chance and I'll prove it.
Yes. Wrong.
Honestly, I agree with you. I was reading some Twitter theories, like, why do we think this happened?
I know.
And I saw so many theories of people saying like, oh, maybe a lot of people who were there were casual fans, but I just can't imagine being a casual fan and going to an experience like this.
No, or maybe people who didn't see DNA didn't realize that like you'd get DNA and like there'd be repeats. You know, I just would love there to be a very clear understanding and maybe even help us out a little bit with what songs we can vote for. Make it real easy for us.
Right. Hopefully it's a lesson learned from everyone.
What about you?
My thorn, and again, this is like, I have to caveat that this was such a great experience. We met so many amazing people who were kind and lovely and just so excited to be there. Not being the weird Backstreet Boy girl fan in the room was like the absolute highlight of my life. Someone just commented on our reel of me dancing in the pajamas that I made for the slumber party. She was like, you look so happy. And the reason why is like so sweet. And I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm at a sleepover with like best friends that I didn't know I had, like Michelle, Dory, Mish, Nicolette, Elena, Kelly, Rose. Like it was so great to put faces to names and meet some of these people who we've been interacting with on social and who just share the same excitement and love. But at the same time, I do have to say, somebody said this in our DMs too. I think it was someone who saw herself in our dance video.
Oh, she was so nice.
It's so nice. Again, thank you everyone for reaching out to us. And I really agree with her that the vibes weren't as high at some points as they would have liked. And that could have been for so many reasons. First of all, so many people traveled from like Dubai, like across the world, literally. the heat, it was really hot. So, you know, everyone's a little bit more lethargic, but I do wish that there was a little bit more like camaraderie amongst the fandom, since we were all there for a shared love and excitement of something. And I think that's why I love the dance class so much, because everyone was being silly. No one was competing for like front row or a selfie or anything. We were all just in it to try to learn, when do we go down, when they say every time we're down. So I don't know, maybe I'm naive. I thought it would be like a sorority vacation, since we're like the sorority of Beta Sigma Beta BSB. And I don't know if it was just like super high expectations, but next time I do think if we do this again, I'd love to do some sort of way to build more community on the ground and get a group of our listeners together, or just like, you know, to have a little bit of like a girl gaggle going into the events.
Yeah, we gotten some DMs about that too. Like, can we meet up if we go, if you like, if we're in Cancun next year, can we do a meetup? And I think that's definitely we need to consider, and it would be great. I have an example of Kelsey's Thorn when we first arrived, and you know, it's overwhelming and there's a bunch of people offering you a taxi ride and you're like running off the plane because you think you're going to miss a Backstreet Boy somewhere and trying to get to the hotel. And like, we all get on our like shuttle, and Kelsey, being my little energy positive bunny that she is, starts literally breaking into song of Backstreet Boys, like just trying to like get the shuttle hype a little, like every, you know, we're all there for the same purpose, like exciting. And like, it's just cricket.
It was cricket.
And it's just Kelsey.
Where's everyone from? No one responded. I was like, okay, I get it. People are probably tired. Like, my flight left at 6:30 in the morning. Like, I was tired too. So I'm not trying to project that like everyone needs to be giving vibes at 100 the entire time. And I get that that could be annoying, someone you don't know, just like singing songs. So I think for me next time, it would be really fun to do something where we can like get a group together, meet people, exchange bracelets, like do a whole thing. I thought there might have been more opportunity to do that, but we were busy. You know, everyone's doing their own thing, has their own priority. So again, that's not like a fault of the event itself. That's just a learning for next time, which is a great segue into our next little baby segment, which is if I knew then what I know now. So many of you guys have been telling us that you couldn't make it this time around to Cancun, but you're all ready to jump on the next trip if and when it's announced. Fingers crossed. So I want to know, Mary, is there anything you'll do differently next time with all of the rose and thorn, taking all that into account?
Okay, mine is totally different than my rose and thorn, but it was the first thing I thought of when I saw the prompts. Pack way differently and way less.
So real.
Like, first of all, it's so hot, as Kelsey said. Everyone is just in like swimwear. And I just was packed for so many different occasions. Fancy dinners, like nights on the town. Like, I mean, just ridiculous packing behavior. When really, like, we did not go out to dinner. I ended up going to concerts in jean shorts and a bikini top. Like, the amount I packed was insane. And what for? Like, Kelsey and I bought compression packing cubes and probably wore a quarter of it. Maybe, you know, I don't know. So just like kind of realizing how to pack. Also, like making more BSB themed merch. Like, Kelsey really took the lead with this, and it was such a huge success. We had the hats with Kevin, Nick and the pug on the hat for me. We had slippers for the pajama party with all the boys' face on them, and Kelsey's pajamas that you can see on our IG with all different like pictures of the boys on them. It was just such a big hit on social media. It was such a big hit with everybody in person, and was just like so on point with the vibe of the weekend. Like, this is a Backstreet Boys themed weekend. We also had like sphincter shirts made. Just want you to know, their cover band, Sphincter. If you don't know, you should know. But
if you're listening to this, I hope you know.
I can't go into it now, but Google it. And but there's like no other place I can wear my Sphincter band shirt and not get looked at like I'm a lunatic. Like, I don't know, just being more lightly packed and on theme.
That's such a good learning and takeaway. A good logistical warning for next time. Oh my God, the sphincter shirts. I will say that was an amazing conversation starter when people were wearing really fun theme stuff, and it would get people interacting. People love the sphincter shirts. We even gave one to AJ. We have photos of him with it slung around his neck. A lot of people were handing him stuff at the after party, but we have proof that AJ is in possession of a purple sphincter shirt.
Yes, he is.
Maybe he'll wear it one day. Who knows? But I feel like that was such a fun way to show camaraderie and start those conversations.
Yeah.
Now we know for next time that putting the effort into that, those little things like that and the friendship bracelets, it goes a really long way when you're there. Okay, my thorn, you're literally going to hate, and I'm waiting for you to start yelling at me. Next time, I will care less about being close to the front of all the concerts. I feel like we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be close because we've really adopted that front row or don't go mentality for ourselves. We want to experience it. We want to be able to see their faces and get that interaction if we can. But also because we want to capture high quality content for our listeners and our social followers. Yeah. I just think that I'll go easier on myself next time and try to strike a better balance of it all. I wouldn't have changed anything of the way that we did this last trip. Mm-hmm. But I think next time I would put a little less emphasis on it because you really do get an amazing view from wherever you are on the beach. And I think the atmosphere is really the gift of it all, if that makes sense. It's not so much being front row at a concert. It's the whole weekend as a holistic experience versus that one singular, I was in front row for this moment.
This is like very hard for me. You make a good point about the logistics and there being, you know, good views from all over. We watched Jason Derulo from Bumfuck Nowhere and had a great time. We were really close.
And you have the breeze from the beach and it's like nice and cool. I'm really glad that we had that experience for one of the concerts because it was so nice. Like it was like, oh, this feels like a vacation.
I also noticed you're not as close in the front row as you are like in DNA. Like in DNA, usually like you'll get a handshake from Kevin Richardson because you're so damn close.
But take like your phone and like take a photo of you.
You're not just not as close. And so I feel like it does make the front row a little less meaningful. You have that kind of extra separation. It's just not as like in your face. So I get what you're saying, but that'll be a really hard pill for me to swallow in a year. So I will start working on it now.
Well, it's like we follow the rules for waiting in line, like for Kevin, we lined up after 3 o'clock. It was 3:30. We were the only people there for like an hour. And then we did everything that the security guards told us to. We did it the single file line. And then people started not listening and running and, you know, cutting in line anyway.
It was okay. So it's
like, even if you do everything right, like you're still not going to get barrier. So like, I don't know, it kind of just made me feel like I could have spent that time doing something else, you know?
I do understand that.
But again, that's not to say that it wasn't an incredible view. And we got so many amazing videos and memories with our own two eyes, just seeing them up close and experiencing those concerts. So again, this is just, if we had to take these learnings, what would we do differently next time? And that's something that I'm trying to come around to myself. As much as I'm trying to convince you, Mary, I'm trying to convince myself.
Well, stick with it. Don't give up.
Mike is always like that too. He's like, why do you need to be so close? Like, it's a great view from like, you're not even getting that much closer. I'm like, it's just like a mentality. I don't know.
We're usually on the same page with that, but we will see what happens next year.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. That's
maybe
that's what these are. Okay. So our final thoughts, we thought it would be fun to do BSB back at the beach superlatives. So we picked our favorite superlatives from our high school yearbooks, and we want to see if we can agree on which Backstreet Boy wins each category from the weekend. And Mary, I'm curious, what was your high school superlative?
I'm like 90% positive it was most likely to get in a car accident.
Oh my God.
I was just like a distracted like teenage drive. I was just like,
oh no, were you a texter?
I was just like, I remember the biggest accident I got in, this is so embarrassing. Oh my God. I had my iPod. It was like my iPod plugged into the car and I was putting on Ashley Tisdale's He Said, She Said.
Stop.
And I was looking down. Yeah, oh, I clear as day, clear as fucking day. And yeah.
Can you still listen to that song? Or
oh,
is it like
it's a
PTSD?
Fucking banger. I could never abandon that song.
I could never. The song is worth it. Oh my God. I'm glad you and no one else got hurt.
No. No one ever got hurt. Nothing ever like that. But what about, what was yours?
Okay, mine was Best Laugh.
See, well, that tracks.
So, like, it's not because I have a good laugh, just because I have like a loud one and I'm like an easy laugh.
I don't know
if that's always
a good thing,
though. Sometimes I laugh at things that I should not. Okay, right, let's get into our superlatives.
Okay.
The first one is Life of the Party. Mary, who did you pick for this one?
there's absolutely no way we don't have the same answer to this one. Kelsey and I have our notes for this in separate docs, so we don't know what the other person's going to say. So it's a surprise to us as well. But the answer is unequivocally AJ. Duh. AJ brought it every night at every event, even at events that weren't necessarily his events. Like, I heard he showed up at Brian's variety show, and I was legit worried for him at one point. How does this man continuously bring the energy? Like, how does he not faint? How does he not overheat? Like, his karaoke event was mid-afternoon in the scorching sun. Alex, I'm calling him Alex. Alex is definitely bringing a whole new vibe of incredible energy these days, and we just love him and love him for that. Love that for him.
Love that for him. I totally agree. This man could not put down a microphone all weekend. He was turning it up. He was usually the first person on stage at the after parties, the last one to say goodnight. And if you saw our video on our Instagram during the DNA concert, you saw this little exchange between AJ, Kevin, and Nick, where Kevin and Nick are joking about how they have to turn AJ's mic off during concerts because he can't help himself from chiming in. And they obviously have it all choreographed and planned out who's going to speak what and introduce the next song and interact with the crowd, whatever. And I just thought that was so hilarious and unsurprising because he's a showman. Yeah. He just can't help himself. And during the 30 for 30 concert, another girl had the same cheetah print hat that I have. And she brought it to the concert and he took it from her and put it on. And when he put on that old school cheetah hat, I nearly levitate. I was like, wow, old AJ unlocked. Amazing energy. He was running across the stage, running into the crowds. Yeah. And the fact that he's going to get something tattooed that a fan drew is just like mind-boggling to me. He was absolutely the life of the party.
10 out of 10, truly.
20 out of 10.
He could not have given an ounce more.
He couldn't. If someone in the crowd was like, wow, he's really carrying this. And I was like, everyone's doing an amazing job, but they didn't mean that in like a bad way.
Yeah.
But they just meant, he's the one person that we know is going to show up to everything. Like the after parties, you don't really know, but we were guaranteed to get AJ. And you knew he was going to sing and dance and do some fun stuff. Okay, our next superlative is class flirt. Who did you pick for this, Mary?
Yeah, I'm curious how many we're going to have in common. My answer is the sweet Howie D. And I mean this solely because Kelsey and I literally wanted to start a tracker of how many Howie D wink and waves and points he was giving out during one show, because that man was winking and waving and pointing at all the girlies in the front rows. So he was definitely bringing that sweet Howie D energy.
He blew me a kiss.
He did.
The 30 for 30 concert.
I forgot about
that. I'm so tired of me talking about this. But the girls behind us were like, he literally just blew that kiss to you. I was like, I know.
I remember that now. I totally get another reason why he is the flirt. I assume you put him as well.
I did. And that's exactly why. But I, plot twist, I included both real Howie D and also doppelganger Howie D from Tributo Backstreet Boys, because fake Howie, when we met him in the lobby, Mary and I got a photo with them, and Howie turns to me. What was his real name? Mauricio. So Mauricio turns to me and he was like, do you know what I think about you? And I was like, no, like, what do you think about me? And he's like, I think you look like Leanne, Howie's wife. So that means you're my wife. And I was like, okay, like, are you going to make it official? Like, propose, my mans. And he did. He got down on one knee in the lobby. And now I have a Chilean second husband who moonlights as Howie D performing around the world. So how could I not put him as our last flirt?
That was awesome.
What more could a gal want from a vacay? It was so funny. But yeah, Howie and the winks and the points. He's just all innocent, obviously, but so fun.
Of course, yes. What's next?
Our next superlative is class clown.
So I'm wondering if this is where we're going to differ a little, but we might be on track here. Let's see. My answer is Brian.
Yes, that's a Brian.
Brian, for me, he always does like funny little interactions with the crowd during songs. Like, for example, if they say baby, he'll pretend to rock a baby. If they say strong, he'll flex his muscles. He definitely was bringing that class clown energy for me, and we were eating it up. What's your reasoning?
I mean, the same thing. He's just like always trying to do these little bits. He kind of reminds me of like a mime. Like, he's not like it's very physical, like slapstick type comedy. We got an amazing video at the end of the DNA concert of them taking their final bows. And we see this moment where Brian reaches over and sort of tickles under Kevin's armpit. And then he sniffs his hand and makes a face as if to say Kevin smells. And I was like, wow, that's such a sweet moment. And then I rewatched it and I was like, wait, Brian. I thought it was so funny. And I jokingly, like sarcastically posted like a tender moment.
People were like,
he was like, wait, Brian, what the hell? I thought that was very funny. And Brian clearly like put in a lot of effort to this trip. And I saw a lot of comments sort of just like commending his attitude. Obviously, his voice isn't what it used to be, but he hit the notes that we needed him to hit, or wanted him to hit, I should say. And he really did an amazing job. And if it affected him in any way, he really didn't let on. And that just takes a lot of strength.
I agree. That's a very good point.
Okay, are you ready for our second to last one?
Yes.
This is Desert Island Dream Day. I don't know if every high school does this, but my high school did this. And from the second you knew what the yearbook was, everyone wanted this superlative.
I'm going to be really perplexed if we have the same answer on this one.
Okay.
But do you even have to ask me who my answer is for this?
Then we have the same one. Go for it, Mayor. Tell me
Nicholas
why.
Nicholas Jean Carter is your Desert Island Dream Date?
Well, not mine. This is just a superlative for the weekend.
Oh, like, oh my God. See, I just make it about myself. So what else is
like, this was like overall performance. Like every time Nick showed his face anywhere, everyone, like the vibe.
Everyone died.
Vibe shift. Everyone. Yes. He was smiling and giggly all weekend and the crowd just went hardest for him, like 1,000%.
He was alive. You could see it in his eyes. He was having fun. I also think like he was playing a little hard to get. Now hear me out. He wasn't at all the events that the guys were. He was at, you know, the first and the last after party. He was, you know, making us be like, oh, maybe Nick will be there tonight.
Always leave him wanting more.
Yes. And I thought he looked really good and he sounded really good. I would spend some time on an island with that man. It's not about me, though. So,
yeah, I was thinking of this as from like a more holistic standpoint. Just I think Nick, every time he showed his face, everyone just went wild. And I feel like of all the boys, his fan base is just so devoted. So our final category is future president. So obviously we know that we both picked Kevin because he's the last man standing. So tell me why. Tell me why.
I'll tell you why. You can't tell me. If we were on a boat and the boat was going down and the only people left were us and the Backstreet Boys, that we wouldn't be looking to Papa Kevin Richardson to steer us to safety. And that's why I'm voting for Kevin Richardson in 2024, baby. I'm kidding. I don't know. He just continuously oozes confidence, certainty, calmness under pressure. Kevin forever.
He just feels safe, you know? Yeah, yes. This is the most parasocial. We're parasocialing right now.
Yes.
It's hard. We don't know these people personally at all. It's just one weekend.
Yes. Yes.
But the reason why I feel like he'd be a great future president is because he does A+ networking. He is generous with his time taking photos He signs things. He looks people in the eye and says, thank you for coming. Thank you so much for being here. Like, oh my God, that's so crazy. And he also, with the Zen, he tried really hard to keep the vibes calm and light and fun. Kevin for Prez all the way.
Kevin for Prez. Okay, well, and I don't know if this is a disappointing or exciting twist. We were on the same page for everything without even cheating and peeking. So it must mean we are onto something with our superlatives.
But I feel good about our superlatives.
So the boys on their Instagram mentioned that they would see all of us next time. And rumors have been swirling that they signed the 4-year deal. We talked about it a week ago, what we would do next year if the opportunity presented itself. So I just wanted to revisit as we closed. We had a little bit more time to marinate. So I'm curious, where do you fall right now?
My answer has not changed. I would absolutely do it again.
Yeah. I mean, I just do not think as a fan, if you can swing it, that it is something to be missed. I know it's expensive, but if you can swing it, it's worth it. That's what I would say.
And the guinea pig year, I think it's only going to get better. And if we had an amazing experience this first time around, it's only going to get better from here. And it's like hard to imagine.
I'm already imagining it and I can't wait.
Our unrealistic expectations.
Oh, yes.
We did kind of be very naive, but I do think we did a good job managing our own expectations, like coming into this one, all things considered, not having any sort of blueprint, knowing that it would be really different from the cruises. I feel like we did a good job.
And we're ready to do it again. No,
I'm still stiffing. And we're so excited for the next one. So yeah. Announce it, boys. We're ready.
No, I miss them so much. I'm so perilously socially sad.
Socially sad. We need to have Dr. Theron come back on.
Oh my God. She's probably like, what is happening?
I think she'd agree this is like a healthy parasocial relationship, though. You know, like,
I've seen other people take it to lengths that we do not take it. So that makes me feel better.
Give me a week. I'm sure
I'll stand by, everybody. Before we reveal too much about our psyches, I should probably sign us off now. Kelsey will be back next week. She recorded with her dear friend to help cover for me while I was moving and traveling. That will be a really fun episode. And then we'll be back to our regular scheduled programming after that.
Yeah. And just thank you guys so much again for all. I mean, it's been truly overwhelming to get all your DMs, your amazing words of encouragement to all of our new listeners. Thank you guys so much. It's really been amazing. And we hope you stick around. And if you have any episode ideas, anything you want us to cover in the future, please let us know. Open door policy in the DMs, you know.
Oh, we get some really flames ideas in the DMs. So keep them coming.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.